366.
Sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deep we stand within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. When nothing
nothing else can help love within me. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I cling. In his blessed presence live, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true, merits my soul's best songs. Faithful love your service to him belongs. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else can help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else can help, love lifted me. Souls in danger, look above, Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea, billows his will obey. He your savior wants to be saved today. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else can help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else can help, love within me.
Thank the Lord for the good services already. Thank God for our young people. I would invite you to turn your Bibles to Luke in chapter 11, if you would. Luke in chapter 11. We are in the last Lord's Day of 2019. I pray that 2020 would even be better than what we've had in 2019. I pray that God would give us, His children, the continued ability to fight off Satan and his attacks. And you know, that's where we come to even now in this scripture. The Bible says in verse 21, when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils. In 2020, my prayer for this body and for all who hear us is that we will be the overcomers and overcome Satan and his attacks, overcome Satan and his advances against us. The Bible tells us how to achieve this overcoming. We look around our nation, we look around the churches in our nation, and we do see faltering and failing. We see churches that are floundering today. We see churches under the attack of Satan on an almost constant assault. We see God's people today, as was in the Christmas massacre where ISIS beheaded many Christians, We see in different areas of our nation where the Jewish population is being assaulted on every front. And whether we like it or not, those are God's children. And I know there's many in our nation today who seem to be so set in their ways against different sects of people. But it's all a work of Satan. That's Satan's work. Now, folks, Satan's going to be defeated once and for all here shortly. We as God's people need to be faithful and continue on. As Brother Jim spoke just a moment ago, this coming year marks our 100th year anniversary as a church family. In July 28th, 1920, this church had been organized and constituted to proclaim the glorious gospel in this community. And as was already stated, Satan has fought this church hand and fist. But God's people continue to be overcomers. When the strong man prevails, though, we stand at risk of losing everything. There is one stronger than us in this fight. He is the devil himself. But we have one greater than he, who's able to overcome him and shall put him in his place here shortly. But as I sat and I pondered this message throughout the evening, past and this morning, I want to speak on how the Bible declares that Satan is defeated. And as we look today at this writing, and we see the problem, I wonder how many under the hearing of my voice even today, or even now under the power and might of the strong man? You see, you become under the power and might of the strong man when you succumb unto his advances and attacks. Even when God's people are even in the house of God, there's times when Satan begins to start picking at you, doesn't he? He begins to start putting little thoughts in your mind and heart and causing you to think differently than what Christ would think even. Do you not wish today to see him completely defeated? Even in your life. All of us, as God's children, have a fight and a warfare. There's not one person in this house today who does not have to fight off Satan on a daily advance. And every one of us have to put up the fight. We have to keep going. Amen. We have to keep putting up the fight and being that overcomer. So how is it that the strong man is overcome? How is it that we understand that God has put him in his place, or he shall be in his place? Do you not, again, wish to see him defeated in your life? Right now, as we come to this house of God and we are pondering the year that's just passed, we've all seen the attacks of Satan in our families and in our church family. In sister churches, we've seen the devil at his best, more what I would like to say. We've seen Satan begin to, because he knows his time is limited, we've seen him begin to destroy and wreak havoc among God's children. In times of past, that persecution brought God's children closer, made them stronger. But often I wonder, as I look out over our own congregation, how many of us are just weary and tired. But folks, Satan shall be defeated. He is defeated through the power of the resurrected Christ. Now I want you to consider this with me now as we began to look at some of these scriptures that talk about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In John chapter 20, the Bible speaks to us about that resurrection. Today, if you're here and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, this is the only means by which you can defeat Satan. It's through the resurrected Jesus Christ. The Bible says in verse 1 of John 20, "The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. And Peter therefore went forth and that other disciple and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter, and following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself." All the significance that's in that portion of Scripture. The napkin that was folded up neatly and laying to the side. There the Savior had risen and had overtaken the powers of Satan. The Bible goes on to say, "Then went he also in the other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and he believed." You know, in Mark and in Matthew as well, we see the accounts of the resurrected Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Can you not just imagine the fact that, I imagine when Jesus Christ cried out, "Telestai," upon the cross, I imagine that the devil thought he had just had victory. I can just imagine as Jesus Christ gave up the ghost, and the Bible speaks about how there was a great earthquake and all, many of the graves were opened up, and many of those saints who had gone on had resurrected. And consider that thought there as Satan was standing there. No doubt he was in the midst watching all this take place. Imagine Satan was thinking, "I finally got him. I have finally won. This Jesus Christ is no longer a living being, but he's hanging there dead on the cross." And I can just imagine as he watched him as they carried him to the sepulchre. I could just imagine as Satan was probably skipping along joyfully and gleefully, knowing, thinking that he had finally overcome Jesus Christ. But Jesus had the power, didn't he? Jesus had the power to come forth out of that grave and defeat Satan. Folks, that's the reason why today that we that are in this house have so much promise. We have so much promise because of the defeated Satan. Satan's already defeated. Now he's going to continue to fight, and he's going to continue to do all that he can to hurt us, God's children. But Satan's already defeated, folks. He's already been overcome by the great overcomer, Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. Because He arose the third day from the grave means that all of us have life and have it more abundantly. It means all that you that are here in this sanctuary today or out in Radio Land who do not know the Lord your Savior, listen, there is hope in the resurrection of Jesus Christ for you. There's power in the resurrected Lord. He has overcome Satan. He has overcome the strong one in your life. And regardless of what you're thinking, even right now, many may be thinking, well, I've gone too far. I just don't have the faith. You know, it's just like that. It's just like the faith of a child. As Jesus Christ, as He was speaking to His disciples when they kind of rebuked the children who were coming unto Jesus. Listen, I want you to know something today. It doesn't matter how old you are. The Bible says that faith is a gift of God. And it comes to all those who believe in the Scripture. Believes in the fact that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, shed His precious blood, and rose again the third day that you might have life and have more money. The only means of salvation is through the understanding of the resurrected Lord. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He's the power of God unto salvation. He is the only means of salvation. Look with me, if you will, at Matthew in chapter 28 as I continue on with this thought of the resurrected Lord, the one who gained victory over Satan at the grave. The Bible says this in verse 6 of Matthew 28 as they all were looking for Jesus. The angel answered and said unto them, He is not here, for He is risen. Amen. He's risen. There's victory over Satan. He is risen. He has come forth out of the grave. He no longer is being bound by death. And listen, He had power over death. And He had power over the grave. And He had power over hell. That's the reason why I know today that Satan is defeated. Satan's defeated because there was one stronger than he who overpowered him. He overpowered him when he came up out of the grave. Notice what it says in 1 Corinthians 15. Go over there with me for just a moment. 1 Corinthians in chapter 15. Folks, you that are saved by the grace of God, I want you to know today death has no power over you. Yes, we may lose these mortal bodies, but listen, it's still, even in the losing of this mortal body, the Bible said God's going to raise it up again one day. God's got power over death, and the Lord Jesus Christ has power over death. And verse 51 says, Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. Power over the grave. When these old bodies go to the grave, listen, they began to break down. They began to go back to the ground from which it came. And the Bible says it is going away into flesh. He says here, in a moment, a twinkling eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. We shall be changed. We shall have that change take place, and no longer will the grave hold us. You may have heard that old song sang many times at funerals. There ain't no grave going to hold me down. Folks, that's the truth. There's no grave going to hold the saints of God down. We have power over the grave. We have power over the grave because of what Jesus Christ done. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Death is swallowed up in victory. Listen, that, my friend, is the overcoming power of Jesus Christ. When He come up out of that grave, listen, He not only defeated Satan, He defeated death in the grave. And He defeats hell. Secondly, Satan is defeated through the power of God's Word. Through the power of God's Word. In Hebrews in chapter 4, if you'll go over there with me for just a moment, I want you to notice something else with me. How Jesus Christ defeats Satan. And how we, the saints of God, have the same authority and the same power through the power of God's Word. The Bible says in verse 12, "For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints of marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Think about that. The Word of God is powerful. The Bible says, "Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in its sight." In other words, listen, everything is open before the God of heaven. His Word is open, and it opens up the thought process. It's power over Satan. God's Word has that power. Look with me at 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter in chapter 1. As we are looking into the how Satan is defeated, in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22, the Bible says here, "Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the spirit of unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently." Now I want you to look at that first part of that scripture. Seeing that you have purified your souls in obeying the truth. What is the truth? It's the Word of God. God's Word is truth. In verse 23 it says, "being born again." See, there's the power of God unto salvation, and it is through the Word of God. It is the power that overcomes Satan's grip and grasp a hold of you. God's Word. What does God's Word say? God's Word says that all men must repent. He says in Acts, I believe it is chapter 17, if I'm not mistaken, that He commands all men everywhere to repent. That's every soul is commanded to repent. Listen, there's no innocent people who are going to be cast into hell. No innocent people are going to be cast into hell. Listen, when God says that He commands all men everywhere to repent, I believe that's what He means. You're commanded before the God of heaven to repent because He has power to demand that and command it of you. But notice what it says here. "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God." There, my friend, is where the power of God overcomes Satan's grasp for hold of you. Satan may right now be explaining to you, trying to figure this out in your head. He's got you thinking everything in the world. You've got all kinds of time. You're not all that bad of a person. You don't have to do what the Bible says. You know, many people say, "Well, me and God have just got it all worked out." Listen, you ain't got it worked out unless you've got the blood of His Son covering you. The blood of His Son. The power of God unto salvation. Through the Word. In Romans in chapter 1, Verse 16, the Apostle Paul said he wasn't ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why? Because it was the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek, meaning you and I. The power that defeats Satan is in this book right here. Believing upon the Word of God. Believing upon the Scriptures. He says very plainly, for God so loved the world. Do you believe that today? That He gave His only begotten Son. Do you believe that today? That God, the Father of Heaven, gave His only begotten Son that you might have life and have it more abundantly? Do you believe that today? You see, that's the power of God unto salvation, this old book right here. It overcomes Satan. Satan's telling you, God don't love you. God couldn't love you. He wouldn't send His Son to die for you. But that's exactly what He done. He sent His Son to die in your place. Now that's power. That's power when He can send His Son to take your place on Calvary when we deserve that death. But God's Word says He sent Him into the world that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of that seed of the Word of God. My friend, today, as we look at the Word of God, we understand that His Word is true and powerful. The Bible says, according to God's Word, that He upholdeth all things by the power of His Word. And when Jesus Christ had purged our sins, He sat down on the right hand of God in the throne. Do you not wish today to have that kind of power over Satan? Power to say, you no longer have a hold on me. Power to say, that grave can no longer keep me. Power to say that spiritual death no longer has the bands of death upon me. I am released from spiritual death. I've been saved by the grace of God. Listen, there's power in the Word of God. That's how Satan's defeated. Power in His Word. And lastly, today, Satan is defeated through the power of Christ's salvation. When Jesus Christ comes in, listen, it changes everything. And if there's never been a change in an individual's life, that individual has never had real salvation. The Bible says that those who are in Christ Jesus are new creatures. Old things are past, and behold, all things are become new. That's what 2 Corinthians 5:17 says. There's a definite change. In other words, there's definite power over the old man. The new man overpowers the old man. The new man can't be overpowered by Satan. He's not supposed to be. We allow Satan to do things in our lives. Listen, that's Satan's work. But God says, listen, there's always a struggle. The Apostle Paul said there's always this struggle of doing right and trying to stay away from the wrong. But folks, we have power. We have power over Satan. We have power over his influence. When we begin to have thoughts come into our mind, thoughts that are not correct, thoughts that you know are dangerous. The Holy Spirit didn't put them there. The devil put them there. Satan and his evil influence has always attacked the mind of individuals. And he's even now attacking the minds of Christians. And that's the reason why you see that great falling away take place. That's the reason why you see people begin to walk away from the house of God and walk away from the things of God, walk away from the Word of God, walk away from the people of God. It's because Satan has influenced them, not the Holy Spirit. When we get into sin, God didn't do that. Satan did that. We allow Satan to do those things, but listen, the Bible says we have power over Satan. We have power through the influence of God's Word. We have power through the influence of God Himself within us. We have power in our salvation. Salvation causes people to be different. Look with me, if you will, 2 Corinthians for just a moment in chapter 5. I want to make sure I said that right. Second Corinthians in chapter 5 and verse 17. Now, this is the test. This tells the tale. Are you saved or are you lost? Have you been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, or is something else amiss in your life? The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a what? He's a new creature. Old things, our old life, the old desires, the old fleshly desires that we had, listen, are supposed to be gone. He says, old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. What a Savior we have. In chapter 7 and verse 1, the Bible says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. How is Satan defeated? He's defeated through our coming unto Him, unto the Lord. He's defeated through us coming through the Word of God and taking the Word of God into our hearts. He's defeated by our bowing our knees unto the Savior and bowing unto Him and pleading forgiveness of sin. 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 tells us that. If we confess our sins, He is just and faithful to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's the power of God over Satan. You see, Satan cannot hold that over our heads if we go to the Lord and repent. If we go to the Lord and we ask God's forgiveness, listen, Satan can no longer hold that over your head. He holds a lot of things over our heads, doesn't he? He says, you remember that thing. You remember what you've done. He'll never forgive you. Satan causes us to have that guilt. When God says, I want you to have peace. We have that peace through forgiveness, you see. We have that peace through the ability to come in boldly unto His throne. And how do we do that? We do it through the blood of Jesus Christ. We can come boldly before Him and we can confess our faults unto Him. You know what? I'll be honest with you. I'm glad I don't have to confess my faults to an earthly man. I've got a heavenly Father that feels me. He knows me. He knows my infirmities. And He knows my downfalls. And listen, understand this. He knows us when our hearts are true with Him. Power over the strong man. Do you have that power today? Do you have that power? Again, in chapter 7 and verse 1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of a God. Today, we have power through the salvation of Jesus Christ. We can overcome Satan. Today, if you're here and you're lost, listen, you can overcome Satan today. You can have the power that we that are saved by the grace of God already have and exist within us. It is the power to be overcomers, and we do so because we have the blood of Christ, which is the most powerful. Think about it. The blood of Christ, how powerful it is. It has cleansed me and made me whole. It's washed away all of my sins, and all my iniquities are completely covered by the blood of Christ. So much so that the God of heaven, when he looks down at me, what does he see? He sees the blood of his Son. That's a powerful blood, isn't it? The blood that can take you and make you whole. The blood that can save your sins and save you from your sins and make you whole. The blood of Christ. Look at Isaiah with me for just a moment. In Isaiah in chapter 12. We're not going to be much longer. Just a little bit more and I'll come to a close here. But in Isaiah in chapter 12. Bible says in verse 2 and 3, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation." Do you today not wish to have that joy restored in your heart, child of God? Remember from whence you have fallen. Remember where you were and come back unto Him. I believe for every one that is walking in sin today, for every one that walked away from the Word of God, from the house of God, from the people of God, I believe there's an open invitation to come and return. I believe that is there, standing there, because Satan doesn't have control over you. Satan only has what you allow him to have in your life. Think about that. What have you allowed Satan to do with you? If you're not saved by the grace of God and you've heard the glorious gospel, listen, I'll tell you what you've allowed him to do. You've allowed him to stop you from receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan is that raven that has come down and plucked the gospel right out of your ears. We have one more powerful than he. We have one so much more powerful. In Psalm 27 and 1, the Bible says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Folks, where do you stand today? Has the strong man grabbed a hold of you? Has the strong man influenced you with his own power? Ask yourself this question today. Right now, right here in this house where I sit, who's in charge of my life? Ask yourself that question. Who's got the power over you right now? Listen, Jesus Christ has the power to break all the bands of Satan. And even at this very moment, he can break the bands of doubt in your mind. Satan places that doubt upon you. Satan causes you to think, well, I don't think he's mean to me. Listen, Jesus Christ says he came to die for all who will come unto him. And all those who come unto him, he says, "I will not cast you out." As a matter of fact, it was read even this morning. If you're going up in Matthew in chapter 11, and you see, he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." He says, "I'll give you rest." I'll give you rest. Satan has got turmoil and toil in your mind, doesn't he? He's got you constantly wondering and wondering why. When Jesus Christ says, you come unto me, I'll give you rest. He's got the power to do so. He says, I want to give you peace. He says that in John. You go to John chapter 14 and 27. He says, peace I give unto you. Listen, I want you to know today that that's what he intends to do. He's got power to do so. He's got power to comfort our hearts. He's got power to overcome Satan in our lives. Now I ask you, who's in charge today? Who's holding sway upon your mind right now? But what saith it? The Bible says the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The word of faith, the word of God. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Folks, there is no ifs. There is no wondering here. The power comes in God's word where it says, if you believe, thou shalt be saved. Right now, right where you're at. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And with the heart he's saying the soul of you. The deepest inner part of you. He's saying, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all, listen to this now, is rich unto all them that call upon him. What does that mean? He has power over Satan. You call upon him, Satan has to flee. Listen, where there was darkness, where there is always this deep darkness, the Bible says when the light comes in, the darkness comprehends it not. In other words, the darkness cannot stop it. Light overcomes darkness always. Light always overpowers darkness. Jesus is light. The devil is darkness. Jesus is overcomer. That's how Satan, the strong man, is defeated. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Folks, I bring you glad tidings of good things today. You don't have to be overcome by Satan any longer. You can believe right now and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and Satan is overcome immediately. Because where that light comes in, Satan has to flee. When that heart of yours is so full of darkness, the Bible says when Jesus comes in, listen, there's no room for Satan. That darkness has to leave. That's the reason why that sometimes we look at this verse 16. We see those who are still lingering in the darkness, being overpowered by Satan. Because the Bible says, but they have not all obeyed. Obeyed what? Obeyed this old book. This old book says to come unto him, and he'll give you rest. This old book says that he sent his son to die for you, that you might have forgiveness of sin, that you may not sit in condemnation any longer, that you may be free from all Satan's attack, at least his bands upon you. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Folks, Ephesians chapter 2 says it again about faith. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Has Satan been defeated in your life? I could even speak this to the Christian that's in this house today. For oftentimes we allow Satan to do and work in our lives when we shouldn't. It's that struggle of the inner man. You've got Jesus Christ who has taken His abode in your heart, that Holy Spirit. We all live in this old Adamic fleshly nature that has been cursed by the devil himself. Because of his works, we have been cursed in these old bodies. And there's a constant conflict between good and evil, right and wrong. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Satan can be defeated in your life right now. Satan can be overpowered right now. I don't know what your problem is. We all have our own problems. We all have those demons that we face. But they can be overcome by Jesus Christ, His power and authority. This old book says that we can be overcomers. Let me ask you something today. Have you the power to be the overcomer? It's within you. God's word, God's power. It's within all of us. But how often is it that we succumb to Satan's attacks and advances? May God help us today as Christians to be that overcomer. May we understand who the strong man is. Jesus Christ is our strong man. There is a strong man in our old flesh, but Jesus Christ is greater than he. And to the lost in this house today, let me say this as I close. Don't allow Satan to usurp a power over you. You've heard the glorious gospel how Jesus Christ came and died on the cross of Calvary. You know why he done that? He done that to set the captive free. John 8 tells us that. You're being held in chains and fetters right now by Satan. But there's power in this old book. There's power in salvation. And it's there for all who will come unto the Lord. Would you not right now come unto the Lord? Right where you're sitting, this is the last Lord's Day of 2019. Wouldn't it be great to start off 2020 as a saved individual? Saved and ready to serve. I would say to us Christians, wouldn't it be great for us if we would be that real overcomer that God intends us to be? Not allow Satan to influence us at all in 2020. Not allow Satan to put those little thoughts in your mind. Disruption, discord, and disharmony. That's Satan's work. That's what Satan wants to do. We've seen it, folks. We're not immune to that. Satan could be on a rampage right now. But again, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the Lord, in the world. Let's all stand, please. Our most gracious and divine Heavenly Father, Lord, as we bow before your throne today, we do thank you. Father, for the privilege of being able to once again assemble ourselves together as your children in this house of worship, as we have come to sing songs of praise and listen to thy word. Lord, I pray today that every individual in this house realizes the power that's in our Savior. And Lord, help us that are saved to be that overcomer who does not allow Satan to influence us in a wrong way. That we always put our best foot forward as we serve you in the new year to come. And Father, for that one who might be here and not know thee as Savior, Lord, I'm praying that this might be the day that you reach down and you overpower Satan in their lives. And Father, you bring him up out of the miry clay and set their feet upon the solid rock. Lord, bless today in salvation. Bless your children. Forgive us our sin in Christ's name. And amen. Have our song leader and our pianist to come.